أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أسكنوهن من حيث سكنتم من وجدكم ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن وإن كن أولات حمل فأنفقوا عليهن حتى يضعن حملهن فإن أرضعن لكم فآتوهن أجورهن وأتمروا بينكم بمعروف وإن تعسرتم فسترضع له أخرى لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا صدق الله العظيم. Discussing the various masail, the various laws pertaining to a woman that had been divorced by her husband. One law that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses in this ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَسْكِنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَكَنْتُمْ مِنْ وُجْدِكُمْ, that O men who have divorced their wives, now give them their dwellings from that dwelling that you yourself live, مِنْ وُجْدِكُمْ, according to your means. وَلَا تُضَارُّوهُنَّ, and do not harm them, لِتُضَيِّقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ, by creating difficult circumstances for them. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the dwelling. Whilst the marriage was in place, then obviously the husband would have to give his wife a dwelling. In other words, he has to give her her home, in which she will have her own privacy. Now he has divorced her, hence he will have to see to her accommodation. In the days of the past, the husband would make arrangements in a separate quarters within his own dwelling, whereby that woman would stay in her iddat. In these days, its circumstances have changed a little bit, in that she goes back to her parents' homes or the members of her family, but in originality, the husband is responsible to see to the dwelling of the wife, to see to her living, and if he has to incur any cost on that, he will have to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, then do not cause any harm to her. And how you cause harm is, now you make things very, very difficult for her. You do not give her the adequate space for her to live in, or whatever else it may require, whatever else she may require for her to live in. وَإِن كُنَّ أُولَاتِ حَمْلٍ. Now before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mas'ala that if a husband divorced his wife while she was pregnant, then her iddat will come to an end at the end of the pregnancy when she has given birth. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates another aspect of it, just to reinforce this, that if she was a pregnant woman, فَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ, then men who have given divorce, you will spend upon her, حَتَّى يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنْ, until she has given birth. Right up to that time, you will be responsible for looking after her, you will be responsible for her dwelling, and according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, you will have to also maintain her. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, that the talaq has gone through, the iddat comes to an end, and now this woman, she's given birth, and after she gives birth, obviously, there is one further issue, is that she is going to suckle the child. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the suckling of the child, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the woman that will suckle her baby. But here, there is a different circumstances. The husband and wife are now divorced. She is an independent woman, but obviously the child is given birth to, the husband has the responsibility of maintaining the child, and one form of the maintenance of the child will be that of the suckling after the divorce has taken place. Hence Allah says, فَإِنْ أَرَضَعْنَا لَكُمْ, then if you suckle the child for the husbands, فَأَتُوهُنَّ, if she suckles the child for you, فَأَتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ, then give her her due insofar as a remuneration is concerned. Again, in the days of the past, there were suckling mothers that would charge for the suckling, so there would be a market value to that, there will be a market price to that, and hence whatever the market price is, the husband will then have to pay his ex-wife, his former wife. وَأْتَمِرُوا بَيْنَكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. With regards to the price, with regards to how much the husband would pay the wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, consult with each other. In other words, make mashwara between yourselves and do it with fairness. وَإِن تَعَسَرْتُمْ. If there is a deadlock in your discussion, the husband wants to pay a lesser price, the wife wants a higher price, and they cannot come to any form of conclusion, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then given the leeway, وَإِن تَعَسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُ لَهُ أُخْرَى. Then another woman will suckle the child, and obviously the husband will be responsible for that suckling. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ. Let the man, the husband that had divorced his wife, and in all cases, in actual fact, let him spend on that woman according to the extent of his abundance, the extent of his affluence. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, from there he needs to spend on the woman. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُ. That person whose provisions are straightened for him, in other words, he is not in an affluent position, then فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ. Then he will spend from that wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not imposed upon any being, upon any soul, except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. So there will not be an unnecessary demand on the husband or on the ex-husband with regards to the maintenance of his wife. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. These were difficult situations when they had to go through the talaq, they had to go through the divorce. Many negotiations had taken place. Husband is now separated from the wife. There will be anger, there will be emotions, there will be a lot of difficulties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we follow the rules of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, very soon after the difficulty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease, both for the husband and for the wife. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.